Chapter 25.
Beyond the bridge of the aging star destroyer, Errant Venture, floated the scintillating immensity of the planet Coruscant. It was the brightest jewel of the galactic core, the hungry heart through which coursed all the blessings and curses of a vast interstellar civilization. And somewhere down there, among all those lights, hung Booster Terek's grandchildren, frozen in carbonite, and held hostage to an ex-Imperial's insatiable lust for power. Booster had come to free them, and free them he would, even if it meant crashing his Star Destroyer into Chief Dalla's offices with every last guest still aboard. Booster heard a pair of small boots approaching and turned to see a beak-faced Ishi-Tib female crossing the deck toward him, her short eye stalk swiveling left and right as she inspected duty stations. Dressed in tight trousers and a bright puff-sleeved blouse, Lyari looked more like a Holostar pirate than the first officer of the galaxy's largest casino ship, and that suited Booster just fine. He liked to remind his patrons they were taking a ride on the wild side, that when they boarded the Errant Venture, anything could happen, and it usually did. With Lyari was the latest and only uninvited guest, a nondescript human of average height, dressed in a conservative business tunic and trousers. Had his collar-length brown hair not been so immaculately trimmed and in place, Booster would have made him for a spy, trying to look inconspicuous and unmemorable. Instead, he looked exactly like the government bureaucrat he was, a man who was out of his element aboard a den of wickedness like the Errant Venture, and way out of his depth gambling with the likes of Drickle Lesserson and Faust Bramson. Lyari stopped at Booster's side and made the man squirm by slipping a talon-fingered hand around his triceps.
I present Wynn Dorvin, Chief of Staff to Chief of State Dalla.
Her voice was more liquid and purring than usual, a sign that she recognized the value of the catch she had produced.
He's interested in the tournament.
Booster chomped on the stub of his cigar and studied Dorvin out of one eye.
That so, Wynn?
He used the side of his hand to pop the Chief of Staff lightly in the shoulder, then asked,
You don't mind if I call you Wynn, do you, Wynn?
Dorvin's face remained placid, his expression unreadable.
It's your ship, Captain Terek. While I'm aboard, you have every right to call me whatever you wish.
I suppose I do.
Booster pulled a cigar from his pocket and offered it to Dorvin.
Nobody calls me Captain around here. I'm Booster.
Very well, Booster.
Dorvin eyed the cigar warily, then waved it off.
Thank you, but, well, whatever it is you do with those, I don't.
No?
Booster returned the cigar to his pocket, growing more curious every moment about Dorvin's real reason for approaching him.
Sorry, Lando didn't send you an invite to our little charity tournament.
A top prize of 50 million credits is not a little tournament, Dorvin interrupted. It's enough to attract every serious player on the planet, and you know it, Booster.
Booster shrugged.
So you're a serious player?
I'd like to think so, yes, Dorvin replied.
Then how come we haven't heard of you before?
Lyari asked.
As a Sabacc player, I mean.
Probably the same reason no one learned that the Tendrondo Armed Celebrity Sabacc Charity Challenge would be hosted aboard the Errant Venture until after they paid their million credits, Dorvin replied. Sometimes a high profile can work against you.